Hi, this is Leslie Zann. As you look to December, do you wonder how the heck you'll find the time to stay in action? Like every cycle of the season, December offers both benefits and distractions. Your results this month will depend on your attitude, discipline, and action. Throughout the year, you've invested time, money, and energy into your direct selling business. Now is the time to capitalize on those efforts by igniting your December. You have two choices as you enter December. Be complacent and let the flames of your business burn out, or stoke the fire with dedicated part-time effort and commitment. If you choose to be complacent now, your loss will be more extensive than you realize. Not only will your volume suffer in December, you'll extinguish any possibility of sparking your January business. When you choose commitment and dedication to consistent effort, you will spark your holiday season and ignite your new year. If you're ready and willing to play full out, you can find the time to both ignite your business and enjoy the holiday season. Then you'll be well prepared to prosper in the new year. I can hear you now. That sounds great, Leslie. But looking ahead, how exactly will I be able to dedicate time to my business when I already feel overwhelmed by the seasonal demands of family, friends, parties, dinners, visiting in-laws, shopping, and all the joys of Christmas and Hanukkah? I'm here to tell you, I've been there, and there are viable solutions. I offer you four seasonal tips that, when put into practice, will help you effectively work through December and close the season, close your year with massive success. Tip number one, culminate your month before the holiday. Just like in November, set a goal to meet and exceed your monthly goals before the holiday or sooner, and coach your team to do the same. When a month is shortened by a holiday, like Christmas, that falls near the end of the month, you simply commandeer it on your terms. As December begins, work as if December 24th is the last day of the month. You'll have a lot more fun during the holidays knowing you've already met your goals. And after socializing throughout the holiday festivities, you'll come back to work with a fresh new list of people to reach out to. Tip number two, keep your funnel full. Now is not the time to slow down your prospecting pace. Now is not the time to prejudge, have a chicken list, or go MIA from your team. Now is the time to stay consistent. Your willingness to creatively reach out and talk to new people on a daily basis is the most effective way to continually fill your prospecting funnel. Now, if this concept is new to you, let me briefly explain. Imagine a funnel that's used in the kitchen. It's wide at the top and tapers down to a shallow neck at the bottom. Picture that as you reach out and talk to new people. See them dropping into the top of your funnel. The idea is to consistently have a steady flow of new people dropping in. While in the funnel, they are moving through a process and learning about your products and business. The process is simple and entails presenting them with different what's next options to learn more. Some examples are, what's next? You connect them to your sponsor via three-way. What's next? You send them a company video to watch. What's next? You meet with them one-on-one. What's next? You invite them to a home or launch event. As they move through the funnel, your prospects will ultimately drop out of the bottom with varying degrees of interest. Some will have an interest only in your products, and they'll become a customer. Some will show an interest in your business, and they will join your team. Some, best case scenario, will have an interest in both the products and the business. Some will be interested in neither, but they'll offer referrals. And a few will have no interest whatsoever. Now, you have two main goals to effectively work your funnel. Number one, to fill it and keep it full. Fill it and keep it full with as many prospects as possible, people who are considering your business and or your products. And number two, to shorten or condense the time from first contact to an ultimate decision of yes, no, perhaps referral, maybe later, or flat out no. Here's what can happen if you're not paying close attention. You unconsciously slow down your prospecting pace to match the decision-making pace of the prospects in your funnel. It's imperative that you do not slow down your personal prospecting pace, regardless of the decision-making pace of the people in your funnel. Here's an example. You tell me, Leslie, I have 3 really terrific people in my funnel, and if they decide this is a fit, they could be great to work with. And while you're waiting for those 3 people to make their decision, you stop talking to new people. So what happens if the 3 people in your funnel drop out like this? One decides to be a customer. One only gives you a referral, and one has no interest. Now what do you have? An empty funnel. And you're forced to start refilling the funnel all over again. When you do it this way, you're working in spurts and stops, and this will bring your pace to a screeching halt. The lesson here is simple. Keep adding new people to your funnel, and at the same time, continue to move those already in the funnel through the process. The 2 activities are not mutually exclusive. Trust me, the funnel concept will prove to be a key to your success. Tip number 3, counter the holiday objection. As you move into the holiday season, you'll hear a common objection from interested prospects about when they should start their business. Their objection will sound something like this. Yes, Leslie, I'm interested, but I just can't imagine starting now. With all the holiday madness, I just won't have the time. I think maybe I'll start after the holidays. There's a simple and proven response to overcoming their objection, and I want you to learn it and teach it to your team. There are so many benefits to starting a business in December. Most people just aren't aware of them. You owe it to your prospect to share these benefits before they make a steadfast decision to wait until the new year. Your counter response will sound something like this. You know, Jean, I understand your hesitation, and if you decide to wait until the new year, I'll support your decision. But I owe it to you to give you another way to think about it. There are 3 key financial benefits to starting your business now before the holidays. First, we're going into the #1 retail time of the year. There'll be a lot of interest in our products to give as gifts. I don't want you to miss those sales. Also, this is one of the most social times of the year. With all the holiday parties and events, you'll have lots of opportunities to meet new people and share your products and business. And finally, as we close in on the new year, almost everyone is making a resolution to look better, feel better, and make more money. You'll have a solution for them. Now is actually the best time of the year to get up and running. I don't want you to miss this special window, and I'll be right here to show you exactly how to get started part-time and easily fit this into your holiday schedule. Okay, when you effectively circumvent their objection to an end-of-the-year start, you present your prospects with a new way of looking at December. It gives them clarity on the benefits, and it provides the spark of excitement for them to jump in with both feet right now. Tip number 4, it's time to peak. Many great athletes are able to attain peak performance at just the right time before a big competition. I want you and your team to reach their peak this month so you can sprint full out into the new year with large-scale activity, sales, and sponsoring. It's very common to hear success stories in January from teams who enjoyed record sales, record sponsoring, and record growth during the month of December. While the reasons are numerous, it essentially boils down to 5 strategies. Number 1, they believed. They believed December was a great month to build. Number 2, they revised their hours of operation to fit the season. Number 3, they took immediate action as soon as the month began. Number 4, they shared a balanced message of both business and products. And number 5, they learned how to overcome the objection of, I'll just wait until the new year. Your time is now. You can have it all. Enjoy the holiday season and comfortably meld celebration and networking authentically and joyfully. Over the next month, you have the opportunity to end your year in a powerful way and enter the new year with confidence, commitment, momentum, and vision. Follow these tips, and you can make the most of December. Plus, you'll be way ahead of the game as you start the new year.